Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. Like others, I will limit myself to 20 seconds. I see this committee has an important role to play. I identify two different roles. One in the short term, I fully support the idea expressed by Mrs. Smith as regard the way to articulate concerns by developing countries as what may be produced in other fora. So we need to take up the opportunity that the inclusive framework has presented to us as any other interested partner to present comments on now on the unified approach, which is the pillar one part identified in the program of work. And later, probably, we can also do the same as regard pillar two, and just to address what Titia has just said. So in the short term, we need to do our best efforts first to identify what are the concerns of developing countries, what are the particular factors or features of the unified approach that may create some risks, some challenges, as well as to identify other issues that are not still covered by the process that the inclusive framework is working on. Later, if there is any other public release as regards Pillar 2, we may also provide the same type of intervention. Later, if developing countries and this committee itself considers that the global solution, if any, is not addressing those concerns already identified or others that may be identified later, this committee also has a role to play. So if for any reason the global solution presented by the inclusive framework to the G20 couldn't be endorsed by most developing countries, I think that this committee has the obligation to take that has the opportunity and the responsibility to do something for that, and probably, as Rashad mentioned, an alternative proposal has to be worked on. It's a little bit premature to see which will be the scenario in 1 or 2 years' time, but we need to be prepared just in case. I would hope that that's not the case. I hope that the short-term role that this committee has to play in identifying those concerns may help the inclusive framework to better shape what the global solution is going to be proposed for them and by them. So let's work in a step-by-step process. Now let's focus on providing comments that would be relevant for most developing countries. And let's see later if there is a need for this committee to further develop other alternatives. Thank you.